In an office.
Hello.
Hi, Seth.
Yeah?
Hey there, it's Doug.
I'm sorry, Doug who?
Doug Harris. You know Doug Harris. Persian rug Doug? Chili cheese Doug? SPF 60?
Oh, of course, man.
SPF 60, how are you, brother?
Been a long time.
I know we haven't spoken in a while, but I was actually calling because I've actually got some really great news. I'm getting married, bud.
Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations.
We're very excited, and in fact, I'm doubly excited because I'm calling to see if maybe you would want to be my best man.
Doug's smile fades.
Wow. I mean, this is a little bit awkward. I feel like we're not like at that level. It feels like we don't know each other that well, you know?
No, I don't feel that way. I mean, what about that? Seth, what about that weekend in Carlsbad Caverns?
I mean, that was the ninth grade field trip. The whole class went.
Can I give you the dates? Maybe you can just look. You want to look into it? If you still there, Seth?
I don't know what to say, Doug. I mean, I didn't invite you to my wedding.
But that's okay. That's okay. You know, you can't invite everyone that you want to.
Actually, we did invite everyone we wanted to. We had like 400 guests.
Freshman year, your roommate?
I heard you died.
No, that's Len Brophy. I'm the other one.
Truth be told, you're the first person I thought of.
Is that a yes or a no?
Hola, Eduardo.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Seated on his glass desk, the pudgy man hangs his head. The desk shatters. Cut to black. Lights glint off the letter O, and more white letters appear around it. Sony.
Steven!
A logo appears over sunlit clouds. Screen Gems, a Sony company.
Roberta! Steven!
A word forms within the illuminated Manhattan skyline. Miramax.
Is everyone out of the office?
Brushstroke sketch a hat. Will Packer Productions.
Timothy!
Now in a bustling kitchen.
Somebody! Help!
Workers garnish plates of food.
I can't feel my fucking leg!
Titles appear. Screen Gems presents, in association with L-Star Capital, an Adam Fields and Will Packer Productions production. A server carries a tray of elegantly plated food to a lavish rooftop wedding party. Kevin Hart, Josh Gad, Affian Crockett. Guests crowd the lively dance floor. Haley Cuoco Sweeting, Jorge Garcia, Dan Gill. A short man with a closely trimmed afro smiles wide as he dances. Corey Holcomb, Ken Howard, Colin Kane. The short man and the groom point to each other as they dance. Cloris Leachman, Jennifer Lewis, Alan Richson. The guests bounce in unison. Mimi Rogers, Aaron Takahashi, Olivia Thirlby, Whitney Cummings, Ignacio Saraccio, Nicole Whalen. The short man gently pats his afro. Now he addresses the seated guests.
You gotta know that. Okay. I ain't lying. Yeah.
I've always been a bit of a hopeless romantic myself. If our true match exists somewhere, it's our goal in life to find her.
But, see, Andrew's a bit more rational than me.
Andrew always believed that the one was a forest created by musicians in Hollywood. Until last December, Andrew calls my cell phone and he says, remember all that stuff I said about there being no such thing as the one? He said, well, I was wrong. Her name is Gina Baker, and she doesn't know this yet, but she's gonna be my wife. And I knew at that moment that this Gina Baker was the luckiest girl in the world. But after getting to know you these past few days, and as I look at you tonight, Gina, I know at this moment that Andrew is the luckiest guy in the world, because I know that you both have found the one. I said I'm not gonna do it. I wanna propose a toast.
He lifts his glass.
This is to the groom.
He looks the groom in the eye.
My best friend and his beautiful new bride. This is to happy ever after. I love you both.
Yeah.
The groom embraces his best man. Later.
So, are you still the hopeless romantic?
Well, I wouldn't say hopeless.
The best man leans in for a kiss.
Hey, can I speak to you for a minute? Like, 2 seconds.
Yeah. I'll be right back, babe.
He follows the groom off.
I don't even know what to say, man. Did you see their faces? They were, like, smiling.
Hey, man, you see the beautiful titties on that girl back there?
I'm trying to tag her ass before she passes out. So you could just...
Yeah, sure. Your wig's a little askew.
It's fine. That's
okay,
fine.
Sure.
Thank you.
So I guess that's it.
Well, I mean, you know the rules.
I do. I just thought that...
What?
I thought we, like, maybe hit it off, right?
No. We definitely did. You're a great kid, but unfortunately, a deal's a deal. There's no contact at the final payment. I should have charged you more. I'm serious, man. You got the real deal tonight. I was in the zone, baby.
Yeah, great.
No, we don't do that. Here we go. Thank you, man.
Now, as the newlyweds depart, the hired best man struts to a limo. He climbs in with the brunette wedding guest.
Where to, boss?
Just drive, Otis. Just drive.
Fireworks blossom in the sky as the limo pulls away. A title appears, The Wedding Ringer. Now, Doug sits between a young blonde and a middle-aged woman. He stares off with his mouth agape.
Well, Mom and I narrowed it down to the silver Tully Tessie Muffy, which is an exact replica of the 1915 Texan Tessie Muffy. Or we have our tree bow with its golden floral etching enhanced in a smoky silver tone.
Does anyone else feel really fucking gay right now?
Ed? Let's go with the tray bow.
Tray bow, Tassi Massi is fabulous.
Christ, somebody just shoot me. I'll be outside.
All right, team, can we all gather around, please? Okay, I have everything I need for the bridesmaid, but I am still missing the groomsman's information.
What? You, honey, you told me you spoke to all the groomsmen.
See, I sent them an email, but you know how guys are. They just haven't responded yet.
Babe, I know you've been really busy, but our wedding is in 10 days.
I mean, can't your best man help you with all of this?
See, Bick's still in El Salvador.
Well, let's hope he's in L.A. next week.
Oh, he will be. He'll be there.
Okay, look, why don't I just contact Mr. Rambis, Mr. Garvey, Mr. Plunkett, Mr. Caru.
Doug stumbles across the room.
Mr. Alteo, Mr. Dickerson.
Mr.,
you okay?
Honey? Honey?
Later.
Unless you are planning to run, you are packing yourself into a very tight corner.
I'm not sure I understand what you're implying.
3 out of 7 of your groomsmen are Hall of Famers.
Shh, leave me. I know it. You're not going to tell her, are you?
She's going to find out soon enough.
Oh, God.
Why don't you say something to me before?
I've been on a bullet train ever since I proposed. I haven't slept in months. I can't keep anything down. I keep losing weight. I just want her to be happy.
The truth is always the best.
Well, what if the truth isn't an option?
Well, there is one other thing.
Now, kids play mini-golf, drive go-karts, and hit balls in a batting cage. Doug exits his convertible coupe, then shakes his head at a colorful sign reading, Arnie's World of Fun. As he walks through the park, an elderly man on a motorized scooter begins to follow him. Doug breaks into a jog. The old man chases him.
Hey, Luke, not that kid off, man! Don't worry about Luke. He had half his brain removed 2 years ago.
Fuck off.
Okay. Hey, do you know where I can find the basement?
The man eyes Doug. Now, the heavyset staff member leads him to a basement entrance. Doug walks through a service tunnel to a door labeled TBM Inc. He steps into a waiting room.
May I help you?
Hi. Yeah, I'm looking for Jimmy Callahan.
Who sent you? The Goose?
No, Edmundo.
Ah, welcome to the Best Man, Inc. It's a beautiful
night. Now, Doug scans a wall of framed wedding photos. Each one features the best man for hire in different wigs and facial hair, posed with groomsmen. Just say I do. The photos show the best man for hire at countless weddings. One features him giving a toast.
Edmundo sends you to come find the Oracle. What can I do for you?
Hi, yeah, I guess I do have a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly do you do?
I provide best man services for guys like yourself who lack in such areas.
He hands Doug a drink.
So I'm not alone?
Alone? No. I'm in a very profitable business because of guys like you. Here's a fun fact for you. Kid goes to Cornell University. Obviously has way too much time on his hands. He recently confirmed the number of real friends an average American has. That means we're not talking about the phony Facebook friends here. We're talking about the friends who know where your porn stash is. That number has dropped from 3 to 2 since 1985.
Really? I don't have any.
How many weddings do you think were in the U.S. last year?
2.4 million.
That means there were 2.4 million grooms. Now, do you think that each and every single one of them has someone to be their best man?
Wow, I never knew people like you existed.
I'm like an angel. I'm only there when you need me to be.
Excuse me. Gotta get going, Jimmy.
Beth Shalom, right?
Beth Yirmiyahu.
I don't understand why they do these things in the middle of traffic. It's annoying. So, what'd you tell your fiance?
I told her that I have a best man lined up.
You gave her the old Norton Winchell, huh?
I did what now?
The Norton Winchell. It's an imaginary friend cover. It's an amateur move, but it's common. What about your parents? Are they in on it?
Oh, you don't have to worry about them.
Why, are they protesting the marriage?
No, they passed away several years ago.
That's perfect. Is this a large wedding or a small wedding?
Large.
Social or family?
Social.
Hancock Park, Bel Air, Palisades?
Downtown, Millennium Biltmore.
All right, well, let's go over some of my packages. If you're looking for a basic single wing ringman, that's where I'm your best man. I attend your wedding for the full day.
Okay.
If you need something a little more involved, where I participate in all the festivities for the weekend, then you're talking about a bronze bow tie. Now, if you got real problems, what you need is a silver cufflink. Now, that includes everything in the bronze bow tie, plus an additional 3 groomsmen to balance out the bridesmaids. And for an extra $1,000, I'll throw you a bachelor party to your liking. How you looking on groomsmen?
Not good at all.
Not good as in you need one or two?
I need 7.
You need 7 groomsmen?
I do.
You have any idea what you're asking for? You're asking me to pull off a golden tux.
Yes, see, I don't see that on this pamphlet here.
It's not on the pamphlet. Because what you're talking about is what we joke about around here. That's a laugh. Hey, we should try to do a golden tux. Too many moving parts. Too many things can go wrong. No.
But there's a name for it.
There's also a name for a horse with a horn on his head. It's called a unicorn. Don't mean I can get you one.
She will leave me. I need your help.
You're talking about uncharted territory. No one's ever asked me to pull off a golden tux. And in less than 2 weeks? Look, I got a nice job. I got a real nice business. I don't need this kind of pressure, man.
I don't care how much it costs. I need a golden tux.
In the parking lot, Jimmy stops at his car and faces Doug.
You sure she's worth it?
A guy like me doesn't land a girl like her. So I lied about having a bunch of friends. I thought it would make me look cool. Never did I think she would like me, let alone agree to marry me. I am marrying a girl who all my life I never would have thought would have looked at me twice, and I am marrying her. What's a little white lie in the face of that?
Jimmy stares at him.
Please help me. I don't know what else to do. I love this girl.
Scowling, the best man checks his watch.
I'm late. Come on, get in the car.
Really?
Yes.
Should I follow you or do we want to drive
No,
together?
Get in my car.
And
come
you'll
on.
Drop me off back here
Will
afterwards?
You just get in the damn car, okay. Please? I'm late, man. God damn it. Fucking white people.
Now in a synagogue.
Now at this time, I would like to bring up Stuart's best friend to say a few words.
Wearing glasses and a yarmulke, Jimmy heads to the podium. A smiling portrait of a young man stands nearby. Doug sits among the somber guests.
It was just 5 short years ago when I spoke at Stuart's wedding. I never expected to be speaking at his funeral so soon. As the only Ethiopian Jew at A.J. Wilson High School, I was bullied quite often. I remember one time when these kids took my lunch, spilled it all over my lap. After they did it, they started to call me mean names. Some of them even called me Pupil Juju. Because they said when they turned the lights out in the hallway, all they could see was my eye pupils. Pupil Juju! Here comes Pupil Juju! Some of them even did awful Sammy Davis Jr. impressions to my face. Sha-boing, boing, you black juju. I was covered in sloppy joe and mashed potatoes and vegetable medley. And I look up, and I see Stu. He was standing there with a handful of napkins and a smile on his face. As if to say everything was gonna be okay.
Stuart may have gone to that big Shabbat in the sky,
but he's still with us. He's up there making sad angels laugh, and he's giving hopeless angels hope, and he's giving small little black Jewish angels with a face full of corn, a handful of napkins, and a smile that says everything is gonna be okay.
Doug wipes away a tear. Now in Jimmy's muscle car.
I am so, so sorry. I mean, I had no idea. This could have easily waited.
Man, don't worry about it.
All those things that you said about him, those incredible things you really sounds like a great guy.
Reinsdorf? Reinsdorf was a piece of shit. If I end up doing the golden tux for you, I'll say nice things at your funeral too.
They arrive at Arnie's World of Fun.
Shit, for another $100, I'll throw in holiday cards, birthday calls, and croak within 7 years of said wedding.
You're serious?
Serious as paint. If I do this, you need to understand that this is strictly a business relationship.
Right.
You're not buying a new friend, you're hiring your best man.
Got it.
Clients sometimes blur that line.
I'm not looking for a friend. I am looking for a best man.
$50,000.
Done.
Plus expenses.
You got it?
Who's officiating?
Father O'Brien.
I never heard of him.
Her family's priest.
What's my name?
Jimmy.
No, my name. I'm assuming you made up a name for me.
Oh, I thought it was a trick question. It's Bic. Bic Mitchum.
Do I wear a fucking cape? Bic Mitchum?
It was an act of desperation.
Bic? Hey, ladies, what's going on? My name is Bic, and I got the dick.
What's happening right now?
I'm Bic Mitchum. Hey, you put that down, and if someone asks you who said it, you tell them Bic Mitchum said it. What do you mean that there's no more candy? I'm Bic Mitchum, and I love candy. I'm Bic. Where the pussy at?
What?
Fuck you!
Wait.
Fuck you, man!
No, Bic can't have these things.
Bic Mitchum can have whatever the fuck he wants. Bic. All right. I like it. Doug Harris, congratulations. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Bic Mitchum. I'm your new best man.
It's great to finally meet you.
No, that's bullshit, Doug. It's great to see you again, man.
He tries to hug Jimmy.
Yo, what you doing, man? Yo, what the fuck is you doing? What are you doing?
I'm sorry, I got really excited.
God damn it, man.
What do we do now?
You go get some rest. Take care of them bags under your eyes. Stop hugging strangers. God created the world in 7 days. I gotta do a whole lot more in a lot less time. I gotta go find you some damn friends.
Just keep her on the boil, little fucker, and you'll sure all get laid?
Yes.
Because I haven't gotten any since I've gotten out.
You'll crush ass. 7 bridesmaids, built
seven?
More.
I want 7 vaginas up on my face. You guarantee that?
I can't guarantee that, but I'm quite sure they will want you. It's you. Look at you. Come on.
My mom ain't paying you to talk to your loser friend.
Jimmy's friend pushes the kid in front of a pitching machine.
Don't talk to Jimmy like that.
Hey, Fix, what are you doing, Fix?
I'll murder your family.
That's the kid.
Unlock.
At a house.
Brentwood? Biltmore. Hal Lane Orchestra.
Oh, man. Hal Lane's the best.
I know.
Hurry up and finish the bond. I'm hungry.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Look, Jimmy, I'd love to help you out, but I promised Marcy I'd get out of the game. Her old man hooked me up with this job.
Job? What job? Washing the damn van?
I'm an apprentice. I just take care of the van while I learn to plumb.
Stop. You look at me right now and tell me that you don't want back in.
Where the heck did you put the sign address in, you fat idiot?
At airport security.
Yeah, arms up. All right, turn around, girl. Damn. Trying to smuggle some extra ass on the flight, ain't you? Ain't that what you're doing? Go on, girl. You good. Have a nice flight.
Ooh, come on, man. You're better than this, Reggie.
Who's catering this gig?
Puck.
Wolfgang?
No, hockey puck, idiot. Yes, Wolfgang.
Only thing they got in this place is Cinnabon. I've been eating Cinnabon for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the past 6 months.
Reggie, I don't
need... Okay, of course I'm in.
That's all I need to know, man. Come on, we got a lot of work to do.
Now?
Yes, now.
Hey, I'm clocking out. I'm back in the game, baby.
Later.
At least Edmundo was able to reschedule the new salad dressing tasting to tomorrow. Oh, there's only a week left and we still have so much to do.
Doug prepares a sundae.
Doug, what are you doing?
I thought maybe we'd have a little ice cream and then perhaps some dessert.
That is so not fair. You know I'm trying to lose 4.2 pounds before the wedding.
Well, I think you look beautiful just the way you are. And I got you something else.
What?
He presents a jewelry box.
Ta-da!
Oh, my God.
I remember when we watched The Girl with the Pearl Earring and you said how pretty you thought the girl's pearl earring was. So I went out and had it remade, you know, as a pair.
Oh, my God, you are so sweet. That was so unnecessary. Are that Boys to Men?
You know, I was thinking of a way to alleviate all that stress you've been feeling.
That is not fair. Remember, we said no teasing each other. Mm-mm.
I know we agreed to the whole no making love for the last month rule.
That's a lot of quotes.
Yeah, but maybe I could request a temporary stay of the band.
No, honey, look, I would love to, okay? But the article says this will enhance our emotional reunification.
I know. Maybe we could take one night off. Could we do that, maybe? Just for one night? Did you just have sex?
Honey, you know this is difficult for me too, okay? But I am willing to make the necessary sacrifice to make sure that our wedding night is perfect.
Doug and I met at Camp Wampachimpi.
At Jimmy's office.
We were both 12, and we used to sneak out together at night and hunt bullfrogs. And I'm sorry, I dropped a line. I know, I keep tripping over it.
You know what, you nailed it. What about your distractions? You got any party tricks?
Party tricks, yeah. Okay.
A mustached man dislocates his shoulder for the group.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Oh. That's kind of it.
Need a wall.
No! Oh. You don't dump, please.
I got it. Here it goes.
Bronstein.
Now, a balding man faces Jimmy in the group.
I prepared the scene from Titanic where Jack tries to save
Stop,
Rose.
Stop, but we specifically asked for monologues. We don't want any scenes.
Right, but I thought that
it
this
said
would...
said monologue.
This would showcase my...
Thank you.
I could read the part of Rose.
Now, a handsome man.
Name is Kip Loyola. I'm 6'4".
You don't have to...
6'3". As you can see by my resume, I've done tons of... soap operas.
Well, did you prepare anything?
Kip takes off his shirt.
Oh, shit, baby.
All right, did you, do you have a distraction or a party trick that ties in with this, or is it?
Kip flexes his muscular chest.
okay, I guess. That's your,
Hey, this is bullshit, Jimmy. You promised me a spot on the team.
Okay, look, it's not like this is a single wing ring man thing. I told you I needed to drive.
I'm sick of driving. I want in.
You can't have in because you don't have a party trick distraction, do you?
I told you I've been working on the talking backwards thing.
Yeah, well,
man.
No offense, but you've been saying the same thing for 3 months.
Months three for that saying, Ben, you, but, offense, no, well, yeah.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Who fucking pretty that?
How much wood would a woodchuck check for woodchuck could chuck wood?
No.
Jimmy and the group stare at Otis.
Woodchuck could chuck wood if chuck would a good wood much how?
Okay, that'll do.
Do that'll okay.
Put a sock in. We're done.
Sock on put.
At the wedding planner's office.
Try the Roquefort buttermilk.
Doug's fiance feeds him a spoonful.
Is it too tangy?
Maybe a little.
A little?
Do you have something maybe a little less harsh? Because he's like...
I can offer you the Algonquin Ranch. Okay, give me 1 second. Ray! Excited. A-R-A-S-A-P.
Okay, honey, we're all set tomorrow. Brunch at my parents' house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sweetie, I thought I told you that, I gotta hit the office tomorrow. I'm sorry.
No. Edmundo's bringing some more appetizer samples. You know I can't make a decision without you.
Damn it. I was gonna keep this a surprise, but...
What?
Vic is flying in tomorrow morning.
Vic?
Yeah, I gotta go pick him up from the airport.
You are kidding!
I wanted to keep it a surprise.
I'm so excited! This is so great! Bring him to lunch with you!
No! No, what? No, shit, no.
Why are you yelling?
I'm sorry. I just, I can't do that because, no, we have so much catching up to do.
Oh, come on. No. Bring Bick. I want him to help us decide on all these fun things.
No, I don't know. That's, he can't, Bick's,
listen
did I say?
To me. He is your best man, and I have never met him, okay? You cannot tell me he's flying in and not bring him to lunch tomorrow. Are you crazy?
Well, okay.
Take my hand. I'll pull you in.
No! Stay where you are. I mean it. I'll let go.
In his office, Jimmy watches a video of the balding man performing a scene from Titanic with the husky plumbing apprentice.
Hey, Doug's on line one. Something's wrong.
What's going on, Tonto?
Hey there. We've got a bit of a problem.
At Doug's apartment.
What the hell were you thinking?
She cornered me.
Doug, in the future, if somebody asks you something that boxes you in, you boomerang it.
Boomerang?
You respond with either a compliment or a question. Compliments are for women, questions are for men. So if I were to ask you something about Bick that you and I haven't discussed, what would you say, Doug?
You're very handsome.
Thank you, Doug. That's a compliment. Compliments are for women. Questions are for men. You throw out random words.
You're confusing me a lot right now.
You use random words that will distract them from the original question.
Random words.
We have 18 hours to prepare for this brunch with the Palmers, which means we have 18 hours for a shotgun intro. Let's get to work. You want to start off with the HW2s.
Right.
How, where, what. These are the three basic questions that everyone I encounter as Bick are going to ask. How do we meet? Where am I from? What do I do? If we know nothing else, we can tread enough water to fake a stomach cramp and run away. How do we meet?
Freshman year, Stanford.
That means I'm smart. Shit. Where am I from?
I never said.
North Dakota.
Why North Dakota?
Do you know anybody in North Dakota?
No.
Nobody does. What do I do?
You're in the military.
Attaboy. See, now you're thinking. No address, no phone number, and chicks dig the uniform shit. So it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Actually, I don't think you're gonna be shooting any fish in this particular barrel.
An army guy that's the best man, not hitting on the bridesmaids, they'll think I'm a homosexual.
Well, actually...
Well, actually what? You talking about I'm a homosexual, Doug?
No, not that per se.
What per se, Doug? Tell me.
Bick Mitchum is actually Father Bick Mitchum.
You told him I'm a fucking priest, Doug?
Well, actually, it was Gretchen who said...
You told Gretchen I'm a fucking priest,
Doug? No, Gretchen said...
There was nothing else that popped in your head.
At the time, I thought it was a really smart idea.
A fucking priest?
But now I can see that it's
gonna... A fucking priest?
...upset you.
Fuck! Fuck
shit, bitch, no. Dick ass.
Oh, you can't.
Oh, well, I gotta get them all out now because I'm a fucking priest and I can't cuss around your family, Doug. Fuck!
Oh, come on.
That's the last one.
Later.
To whom did he lose your virginity?
Jill Abramowitz, freshman year.
Far side or the near side?
Far sided.
Okay.
Wait, let me finish. And nearsighted.
Do you supinate or pronate?
What?
Does your foot roll inward or outward?
Outward.
Okay, that explains the weight gain. Pepsi or Coke?
Sunset, full moon.
If you could pick your favorite superhero, who would it be?
Is Pac-Man a superhero?
No, he's not. Stairs or elevators? Never mind. Forget it. Okay, Doug, I'm almost happy right now. What's my name?
That would be Big Mitchell.
Where am I from?
You're from North Dakota. Ask me why you're from North Dakota.
Tell me why I'm from North Dakota,
because
Doug.
Who the fuck knows anybody from North Dakota?
I want to hear my name again. What's my name, Doug?
You are motherfucking Big Mitchell.
Rhythm. Motherfucking Big Mitchell. Motherfucking Big Mitchell. Motherfucking.
What are your phobias? I fear raccoons.
Favorite sport, Doug?
Baseball. And baseball. I love women's basketball.
Come on, we're getting too tired.
Yes.
They do jumping jacks, then wrestle. The next morning, Jimmy awakes in a chair across from Doug.
Doug! Doug! Get up, get your ass up. We're gonna be late for brunch.
Oh, shit.
Later.
We get backed into a corner.
Remember your compliments. Boomerang. Random words.
These random words. Specifically, which random words should I use?
Any random words. Look, just be yourself, Doug. You'll be all right.
What if they start asking too many questions? I mean, you hardly even know me.
Except for the fact that you first showers the baths. Pac-Man's your favorite superhero, even though Pac-Man's not a superhero at all. Far sighted and you're nearsighted. You're supinate. You prefer full moons over sunsets. You're afraid of raccoons. You love women's basketball. You iron your boxes. You finish third on the bar exam. You'll eat America, but you prefer cheddar. You're against a designated hitter. You believe in life after death, and you played violin until you were 19 years old, which is the same year that you lost your virginity to Jill and Abramowitz. Let's go, man.
That'll work.
You follow my lead. You talk as little as you can. Short answers. You don't initiate conversation. We won't.
We won't?
We're in, we're out.
Oh, we will.
Wait. I'm getting a little nauseous, man.
What?
I think I'm in over my head, Doug.
No.
This is a lot. You're talking about a whole family. I've never done a goddamn whole family. I don't know.
You're telling me this now?
What's your last name?
Harris, Doug Harris.
Shit, I thought it was Angley.
What?
Oh, God.
Who's that?
I gotta go, buddy.
No, I'm fucking with you.
Don't do that.
All right, relax.
That was a really shitty thing to
Ring the bell, rookie. Come on. You guys have to understand that I come from a very dark past. And by dark, of course, I'm referring to my drug use. I was on everything. At one point, the only good vein I had was between my toes. Crystal meth, I'm not sure if any of you guys can relate to it. Grandmom, I've seen your teeth. Maybe you can or can't. But the Lord says, don't judgeth upon what happens, but what happens upon what can't be judged. Which means, yes, I may have been through a point where I was sucking dick for money. But that day when I woke up face down in that snowbank, I didn't know where I was. I didn't even know who I was. And I remember squinting because I was being blinded by this bright light. Couldn't see a thing. And when I finally opened my eyes, I saw Jesus.
You saw Jesus?
Oh, I saw Jesus. He was in Mary's arms in a nativity scene in St. Michael's. And I wept. But they weren't tears of pain. These were tears of joy from having found my path, of course.
So, Father?
Call me Bick, please.
What made you decide to go into the military?
That's a great question. Some people are called on to serve God. Others are called to serve our country. Those who are chosen to serve both, they're called army chaplains. I got a two-way call from the big fellow himself.
The priest in the military.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Do they have a don't ask, don't tell policy on child molesting?
Dad!
Jimmy laughs hysterically. Gretchen and her mother scowl.
Oh, it's okay. That's okay. That's pretty good. I've never heard that one. That's a good one.
Well, I try.
Clever.
No.
I might call a fireman because this is hot, hot, hot. Okay? Do not touch.
So listen, if you up the game, the Russian marrumbies, we can always go into like a more rustic theme with the Chilean chili.
I'll be back with the crouton.
So, Bick.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Originally, North Dakota.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. What town?
Henderson.
I've never heard of Henderson.
Oh, Henderson's a very small town, Ed.
Well, where is it in relation to Bismarck?
Everyone stares at Jimmy.
Are you familiar with North Dakota?
Ed's uncle has a ranch up there.
Wow, that is something to know there. No, it's actually on the opposite side of Bismarck. You have Bismarck here, but once you go around, you know the tunnel, it's right there.
Bismarck's in the middle.
When you said middle, all I saw was Rita Hayworth. I mean, there's a striking resemblance, isn't it?
Oh, thank you, Father.
No, there isn't.
So, Doug, when was the last time that you and Bick saw each other?
Doug takes a swig of wine.
March?
March?
Well, wait a minute, because St. March, April, I was in the Middle East, yeah. Muffin juice. After that is when I was training, cottage cheese, huh? And from there is when I was traveling. So you're talking three, four, six, seven years ago.
Hey, I thought you saw Bic at the Vatican a couple of years ago.
Wait, what did you say?
When you were in Rome, you and Bic.
Oh, boy, that's right. Because you left in March.
Okay.
Red Hot Pussy Seltzer. Then, right, yeah, that sounds right.
What did you just say?
I think you said Red Hot Pussy Seltzer.
Why would you say that?
Red Hot Pussy Seltzer.
They stare at Doug.
Honey?
What's 34 times 12?
408.
Shit, I didn't expect an answer that quick.
Breathe,
baby,
Doug.
What is going on with you?
I gotta be honest with you guys.
Oh my God!
Jimmy dumps the chili in Doug's lap.
Honey, I got burned!
God, it was so good!
A burning candle rolls onto Gretchen's grandma.
I didn't know it was that high, guys. I'm so sorry.
Doug tackles the flaming woman.
He's an inferno!
He tries to smother the flames.
I need liquid!
They pour wine on her.
Oh my God!
Get something! It's making you burn! Give me the 10 as well!
Later at the hospital.
She caught fire so fast.
Don't feel bad, Doug. She goes through like a can of Aquanet a day.
Hey, what did they say? Is she okay? Is she gonna be all right?
Gretchen, how do you like your grandma?
What? I love her. You know that. What happened?
No, I mean, how do you like her? Medium? Well done?
Oh my God, Dad. You can be such an asshole.
Well, she has some minor burns to her head, chest, back, neck, and breast, but the doctor says she's gonna be fine.
Oh, thank God.
Come on, let's go see her.
I feel just awful.
Oh, shake it off. If you know what the old lady says behind your back, you would have done it on purpose. But let me say, that was a hell of a tackle for a tenderfoot.
Tenderfoot? Oh, Douglas was quite the halfback back in college.
You played football, Doug? How come you never told me? I thought you were just a nerd fan.
Yeah, intramurals, scrimmage. We scrimmaged the boys, and, you know, I was made the all-campus team a couple of times in football.
I was an all-conference nose tackle. Well, half the team's coming in for the wedding. Why don't we have a friendly game, a two-hand touch? You know, the old-timers versus the groomsmen. What do you say?
I think that's quite the invitation, Ab. There's so much going on, you know, that week. I just feel like there's not enough time.
Oh, what's the matter, Big? Afraid of getting your asses kicked by some old-timers?
Ed steps forward. Jimmy glances from Doug to the much taller man.
I don't think so, Pops.
Now, Doug and Jimmy walk to the hospital parking garage.
All things considered, not that bad for a shotgun intro.
Not that bad? I just set Gretchen's grandmother on fire.
It's wrong. He sacrificed grandma for the sake of the mission.
I feel terrible.
Listen, feelings are irrelevant in the big kind. What's important is that our cover was blown. Every test that we encounter will be the same, pass or fail. As long as we pass, it doesn't matter how we do it.
I still can't believe they actually bought all that.
People believe because they have no reason not to. We're gonna have to be on top of our game. That family was sharp. Come on, we gotta go. We got some really important people waiting on us.
Doug, you look great, man. You lose some weight, man.
The hired groomsmen swarm Doug.
All right.
Stop. Who are these people?
What are you kidding? You don't recognize these guys?
No.
What? You're looking at your groomsmen. Come on, man.
Hey, Doug.
Fitz hands Doug a beer.
How you been, bro?
Good. Yeah, real good.
Yeah.
You?
You know, same old, same old.
Hey! Fitz pretends to slap Doug's crotch.
Stop it, man. Every time.
I know.
Every time.
Jimmy, can I talk to you for a second? These guys cannot be my groomsmen.
What are you talking about?
Well, for one thing, it looks like the entire cast of Goonies grew up and became rapists. This one in particular looks like he just broke out of a federal fucking prison.
What you need to do is keep it down because he did.
What?
And he raped a lot of men in there.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Okay, look.
Oh, Jesus.
He's got a dark past. When you throw a tux on that son of a bitch, you're not going to find anybody back.
The Asian has his dick out.
End up. Put it up.
No.
You got to get a new party trick.
People love it.
Is that a third testicle?
Yeah, I got three.
Three testicles?
I got three. Hey,
how's that a party trick? That's neither here nor there.
Oh, dead.
You didn't give me a lot of time, man.
Oh, God.
You gave me seven names. I brought you back seven
I should
movies.
Just call it off.
No, these guys are great, man. You look like the best of the best.
Not the best of the best. They're the best of what I had to choose from.
I'm dead.
We got Dickerson.
Yo.
Dickerson, you're a lounge singer from Canada. You perform four nights a week at the Walleye Nook.
You're doing Mean Tom Jones. Now, that part's imperative. She won't buy it unless she knows
okay,
that you can sing.
I'm not trying to be rude, but nobody here really gives a fuck. You just assign the roles. You can get all the ancillary particulars later on, all right?
Garvey, you're a botanist. You and Doug went to camp together from 6th grade through 10th. Rambis, you're a principal at St. Peter's Middle School in Provo, Utah. And you're a regional racquetball champion. Lefty, good serve. Plunkett, you're a lawyer. You specialize in environmental law with a focus on forestry. Carew, you're a podiatrist in Knoxville. Divorced, no kids.
I gotta say, all these guys seem a little off, but you at least look normal.
Oh, thanks, Doug. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I'm just happy to be here.
Doug scowls.
Drysdale, you teach philosophy at Bardonia Community College. You're a vegan. You're also working on your first book called The Way of Wonder.
What the fuck does that even mean? Thanks, Doug. Fucking asshole.
Alzado, your computer programmer. You met Dougie at a conference in Baton Rouge.
Hey, you want
to
trade?
Hell yeah. I need to eat some meat, man. This vegan life
hey,
ain't for me.
There will be no trading.
Anything else, Doug?
Yeah, Plunkett's got to be in a wheelchair, but he was hit by a car.
What?
No, it's not funny.
I thought I was going to crush ass.
I told him he was going to crush ass.
Nah.
Listen up. Double check your measurements and perfect your PTDs, guys.
PTDs?
That's your party trip distractions. You get backed in the corner, you don't know what to do, pull out your PTD.
Can I do my Cockney accent?
You're a principal in Utah. Why the fuck would you have a Cockney accent?
I could have moved there, right?
Jimmy shoots Endo a look.
Any more questions?
Yeah, when's the bachelor party? I don't see nothing in the packet.
Hey, that's a good question.
No. There's going to be no bachelor party. Gretchen and I, we both decided that it was better.
Stop. There's no such thing as a mutual decision until after you're married. Right now, the only we
is me and my balls.
Balls.
All right, guys, listen up. You got 1 week to know this information so well, it becomes a permanent part of your memory. That means that we got 1 week to pull off the first ever Golden Tux. Understand something? This has never been done, gentlemen. Let's go make some fucking history, huh?
Now, Doug and his groomsmen enter a waiting area in scuba gear. Jimmy takes a photo of them pretending to swim behind an aquarium. At a marathon, Jimmy distracts a guard, and the groomsmen run through the finish line tape. Fitz snaps a photo. In skydiving gear, the guys pose for a photo in the door of a museum airplane. Other people stare.
Hello?
At an ice skating rink, they lie on their stomachs in climbing gear, pretending to climb the ice with picks. After getting a photo, they hurry off the public rink. At a bowling alley, in matching team shirts, Doug and the groomsmen take over another team's game. Doug yanks down Bronstein's pants, and the group then poses for a team photo. The other bowling team glares as the guys hurry off. At the wedding planners, Doug plays with a mini bride and groom.
What are you doing? It's a trick I learned in Vietnam.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Just prepping for a little bit of this.
Tahiti?
Photo's number one most romantic honeymoon destination.
That's amazing.
It's pretty incredible.
Oh, my gosh. Honey, that's... Hey, what has gotten into you this week? I've just never seen you so frisky.
I just feel really good about everything. We're getting married on Saturday. It's exciting. Your friends are going to be there. My friends are all going to be there.
I just hope it all goes smoothly. You know, I checked the 10-day forecast.
Sweetie, it's L.A. It's not like it's going to rain.
What the fuck did you just say?
Whoa.
Are you kidding?
What are you doing?
I was just saying the fucking R word.
Calm down. I didn't say it was going to rain.
You just said it again. This is twice now in 2 minutes. Are you fucking serious?
Gretchen, calm down.
I just don't understand why you continue to say stupid shit.
You know what?
At Jimmy's office.
We climbed the glaciers of what? It's Patagonia.
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 Political views. Staunch Republican.
Patagonia.
Patagonia.
Pagoon.
Patagonia.
I'm a doctor.
What type?
Podiatrist.
Is that right?
I think that's right.
That's what it says?
Yeah, I'm a kid doctor.
No.
What is your views on gluten?
It's a myth.
Had the. Gold.
My name is Hobie Plunkett, and I collect...
Playbills.
Cabbage Patch Kids?
No.
Nah, man, it's exotic pitch, you dumb motherfucker.
Mom, you can't even say Patagonia.
Garvey's family owns a blank farm.
Chinchillas. Nice.
Doug arrives.
Hey, come on, we gotta hammer out this toast, man.
Right.
They're gonna wanna know why she's the one. It's like a band playing their most popular song. The crowd is just waiting to hear it. Let's start with the first time you saw her.
Oh, she was wearing a dress, and she was pretty.
That's it? Why are you marrying her? Why are you in love with her? What makes her different than any other girl that you've ever met?
She talked to me.
She talked to you?
What? Yeah, seriously. Her dad was a client at the firm. I had seen her a couple of times, but she never gave me the time of day. And then one day I ran into her and it was just different. She knew my name. She asked me to go get a sandwich.
You're not helping me. You gotta dig deep. Like, from across the room, she looked at me and I swear it was like slow motion. Oh, the room stood still. I closed my eyes. I reached out my hand and in return, I got a soul. And that's when I knew that we were soulmates. That's what I need, Doug.
It's not real.
Jimmy scoffs and glances aside.
All right, Tonto. You want to see real?
Now they approach a house.
Yo!
What's going on that I'm coming with?
The wedding planner notices Doug.
Hi! Oh, my God! What a delightful surprise! I wish you what I called before. My place is happy.
Eddie, stop. No mas. He's one of us.
What the fuck, cabrón?
Yeah, what the hell is going on here?
I want to introduce you to Dirty Eddie Sanchez. His family had a wedding planning business that was one of the biggest in the city. But after Father the Bride came out on DVD and Blu-ray, nobody wanted to take advice from a Mexican kid from Boyle Heights. Yeah. So what he decided to do was flame it up a little bit. Hence, Edmundo.
Dun, 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 dun.
Business skyrocketed.
This is so fucked up on so many levels.
So I say.
Inside, Eddie prepares marijuana.
Why are you bringing him here?
He's taking his wedding thing way too seriously.
All right, look, Mato. Weddings are just overblown parties, derived from women's unreasonable fantasies and preconceived notions that originated in childhood. So don't sweat the morality of what you're doing. Just make sure the bride and her mother are happy. We're in this together, homie.
That your girl?
Fuck no, that's my sister. That's my girl.
So?
Oh, fuck.
Do you want some nachos?
I'm actually okay.
No, I'm sorry. What did you just ask him?
Ask them if they wanted nachos.
Nachos?
Yeah.
Guy's getting married in a week. You gonna offer him nachos? Look at him. What do you think Jesus is gonna do to him?
I thought they wanted nachos.
Use your fucking
That's
head.
That's not even.
¿Qué te pasa, camino McDonald's? Sit down, Jimmy.
I tried.
¿Qué te pasa? Estás pendejo, cabrón. Vete a la verga. Siempre lo mismo.
They, they've been together for some time.
Siempre lo mismo, siempre.
What? That's nothing.
No, you guys, you make a beautiful couple.
Bitches, right? You want some weed?
Doug, you wanna...
No, I'm good.
You put the weed in the coconut and light the shit. You put the weed in the coconut and light the shit. Get it to sing.
Oh, I'm good.
You put the weed in the coconut and light the shit.
You're being disrespectful.
You put the weed in the coconut and light the shit up. You put the weed in the coconut and light the shit up. You put the weed in the coconut.
Eddie and Jimmy stare at Doug.
You two better not fuck this up.
Now, at a wedding.
Why are we here?
It's called a dry run. I do it all my grooms.
I hate this stuff.
Hey, that's why we're here. Groom desensitization, okay? That's a rum and coke. That's your favorite, right?
Yeah, how did you know that?
Know everything, Doug. Drink up. All right, look, I want you to keep reminding yourself that weddings are for the women. You're not supposed to enjoy yourself, Doug. If you were, there would be big screen TVs. There would be gambling. There's none of that there. Okay? NAS, we won't get caught.
Wait, what?
NAS, Doug. Nod and smile. All right, let's go.
Doug and Jimmy mingle with the guests.
You are good.
They pose with the bride.
How are you, man?
They sit with guests at a table.
And I said, well, put the money in the bag.
Hello.
Uh-oh. Showtime.
Now, is this guy also a pro?
Yeah.
No, this guy's not a professional.
Just kidding. Just kidding. The moment Chris asked me to be his best man, I sat down and I wrote a pretty awesome speech. But I don't know. I think I'd rather speak from the heart.
Oh, don't do that. Don't you rip that paper. You never do that.
You know, when Chris and I first met, Chris and I have known each other since,
Jimmy shakes his head.
Oh.
Chris and I, You know, we did stuff together.
He's gonna throw up on the fucking ground.
And Chris has been like a brother to me. Well, I'm because my real brother died. Well, he didn't die immediately.
No.
They revived him in the ambulance, and then he died later. Adolf Hitler once said...
Holy fucking shit.
...that...
Jesus Christ. Oh
God, I'm just gonna... There was this one thing I wanted to reference. You know what? Fuck it. Wolverines, brother.
I love you.
Thank you.
That's not even the right one.
It's not an exit.
Okay. 1, 2. Hey, no
mountain. You okay?
Yeah.
Let's go dance.
No, thanks.
Douglas, you can hide a fat ass and baggy pants, but you cannot hide a bad dancer. Come on, let's go. I'm gonna teach you some basics.
I'm not dancing.
It is my job to make you look good on your wedding day. Now, I need you to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Come on.
They take shots.
Stop being a pussy. Let's dance.
Doug downs another shot. Now on the dance floor.
Come on, you lead.
No, I don't want to lead.
Okay, fine. Be the chick, Doug.
Second thought, I will lead.
Whatever, Doug.
Just follow me.
Doug leads Jimmy in the tango. Other guests begin to watch them.
Back. Nice Ramajan.
Thanks. 12 years of dance lessons. My mom said one day they'd come in handy. I doubt this is what she had in mind. You asked how a girl like Gretchen could fall for yutz like me? I took her dancing.
With the guests circled around them, Doug and Jimmy dance in unison. The smiling guests do similar moves.
Teach me how to Dougie, teach me how to Dougie.
Jimmy starts doing a new dance. Doug lip syncs, then joins in. They each extend a leg and move their hips in unison.
Women love me, you ain't messing with my Dougie. Teach me how to Dougie, teach me how to Dougie. Teach me how to Dougie, teach me how to Dougie.
Now, the guests watch Doug gracefully extend a hand to Jimmy. He slaps it away, then lifts his hands and falls backward into Doug's arms. As they dance, Doug turns Jimmy's head and slaps him.
You bastard!
He lifts Jimmy into his arms and carries him like a baby. The guests fondly look on. Now, the guys do an upbeat dance within the gathered guests. They kick their heads back, then clap in unison. Side by side, Doug and Jimmy slap the soles of their shoes behind their backs. Holding Jimmy's wrist and foot, Doug spins him around, then swings him up onto his own back. They high-five and hug. Later, Doug and Jimmy lounge in an otherwise empty pool area.
So, I get a call out of nowhere. Guy I went to school with. Barely even knew the kid. He goes, I just got engaged. Naturally, I go, great. Congratulations. Then he says, can you be my best man? I barely knew the kid.
Wow, that is so weird.
So I get to thinking, what's the worst that can happen? The guy's wedding party consisted of me, the bride's brother, and this Filipino exchange student. And it was so sad, dog. Everybody is thinking, why in the hell would this woman marry this loser? So I grabbed the microphone and I just get to talking about how we climbed the Himalayas, how we fish for sharks, how this guy saved me in a barroom brawl one time. It's so much bullshit. And I look over and I see the bride. She's got his arm, Doug. She's got his arm so tight. She's glowing because she's marrying this amazing guy. This man comes up to me and goes, wow, I would pay money to have somebody talk like that about me at my wedding. Light bulb. That's the day that this wedding hustle was born. That's the day that I became the wedding ringer.
Doug smiles and Jimmy looks off. With a thoughtful gaze, Doug swigs from a liquor bottle.
I don't want you to think that I'm some sort of schmuck who doesn't have any friends.
No.
Look, you know, my father was he was an international tax attorney, right? So we moved around all the time. I went to 13 different schools by the eighth grade. I lived on four different continents. And after a while, I just figured, why even make friends anymore? I'm just gonna have to move anyway. What's the point? And then when my dad died, you know, I took over the business. I was just working so much. I was working too much. Am I a loser?
No. Here's what you have to understand, Doug. Some people are just loners. It's that simple, man.
Maybe I don't want to be. Maybe I just want someone to grab a beer with. To go on a cool guide trip with.
You've never been on a guide trip, Doug? Cabo, Cancun, spring break. You've never done anything like that.
I never really had anyone to go with.
Jimmy gazes off reflectively. Now they arrive outside Doug's apartment.
Good night, Tonto.
Doug exits the car.
I gotta say, it feels really good to have somebody looking out for me.
I got your back, man.
I like that. And I got your back, too.
Doug shakes Jimmy's hand, then points at him before walking away. Jimmy stares off.
Hey, Doug. I like you, man. I think you're a great guy. I just want you to remember that this is a business relationship. Doesn't mean that we're gonna be best friends. That's not how this story ends. I'm just an employee with a job to do.
I get it. You're not my best friend, you're just my best man.
In 1 week, Vic will be on a plane headed back to the Middle East. 3 months from now, he got killed in a tragic grenade accident while giving an impromptu sermon on the back of a Humvee.
Doug continues away.
It doesn't mean that we're not gonna have a good time, Doug.
I said I got it. You're anybody's best friend for a price, but nobody's when it counts.
Jimmy stares off pensively. In Jimmy's office, our view drifts over the framed photos of the best man for hire at various weddings. Sitting behind his desk, Jimmy stares off. His assistant enters.
Everything okay? What's the matter with you?
I don't know.
Well, now, I never expected the Jimmy Callahan to get all soft-eyed over a client.
No, it's not like that. All I do is go from job to job, saving these losers with no friends.
Losers? Come on, Jimmy. They're not losers. They're just guys. They don't share their private, deep emotional feelings with each other like women do. Women are nurturers. We sit and listen to each other's problems, which is why we're always so miserable from all that goddamn listening. You should count your blessings.
I still think they're losers.
Well, maybe you're right. But let me ask you this, Jimmy. If you ever found a woman crazy enough to marry you, who'd be your best man?
She lifts her brow, and Jimmy stares back at her.
See, this all started because you wanted to make a guy feel good. You remember how good you felt the first time you did this? Well, you've lost that. You've become jaded with all your rules. You forgot what got you into this business in the first place. Your ability to be a friend, to change someone's life.
She nods at him. Jimmy stares off.
Now, Jimmy, we got less than a week to pull off the first ever Golden Tux. So I'm gonna need you to stop crying like a little girl. Strap on a pair, stop wasting time feeling sorry for yourself, and let's bring this shit home.
Now, as Doug exits his work building, a pickup truck pulls onto the curb. Two masked men step out.
Hey, Doug Harris, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you old shit. You ever been to the hood?
No.
Here you go.
No.
They put a hood over his head and zip tie his wrists.
Oh, what is that, Doug Harris?
Don't kick me in my
balls!
Help
me! No!
Throw his ass in the truck. Get back there.
Doug tumbles out.
Oh,
he stands as cars zip around him. The masked men chase him. Doug runs through traffic, then trips over a curb and face plants. Later, he rides in the truck. Cut to black.
Help! Anybody?
Doug's hood gets yanked off. Jimmy and the groomsmen surround him, accompanied by a crowd of scantily clad women and other partiers. They hoist Doug into the air.
You pay for a golden tux, you get a bachelor party, you son of a bitch!
The crowd removes Doug's pants, then tosses him into a bouncy castle. Doug looks up to find a slender woman in a skimpy outfit standing before him. He stares in awe, then stands.
Hey, hi.
Oh.
Nadia.
Hi, I'm Doug. I'm Doug Harris.
Do
you speak English? You ever been to a Dodger game? You like the Dodgers? Oh, this is heavenly.
Shh.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm about to get married to this great girl, Gretchen.
Nadia takes off her shirt. She drops to her knees.
Second thought. I got a better idea.
The party stirs throughout the fun park. Jimmy and the groomsmen drink and dance with the other guests. Wearing oversized sunglasses, Doug jumps in the bouncy castle with Nadia.
Isn't this so much more fun than sucking my dick?
A montage shows Doug and the guys racing go-karts around the track and partying. Fitz thrusts his pelvis against Doug's backside. Using a water slide, Bronstein goes headfirst into a kiddie pool of melted chocolate. Two women join him, followed by Reggie and Fitz. Reggie flails about. The three guys wrestle with the bikini-clad women. Covered in chocolate, Fitz looks around.
Yo, what are women at, yo? Touch my dick?
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, guys, this is for Dougie.
This is the running of the ball. Dr. Machine.
Doug, Nadia, and the groomsmen run across the batting cages as the pitching machines pelt them with tennis balls. Wearing Velcro suits, Endo and a young woman leap off a bouncy platform and get stuck to a Velcro wall. Now, Doug stands handcuffed and blindfolded.
All right, what is happening here? I don't like
this. Hey, shut up. It's about you having a good goddamn time,
no.
Man.
Nadia.
Nadia smears peanut butter on Doug's cheek, then licks it off. She presents a handful to the crowd, then sticks her hand into Doug's underwear.
Nadia, do not give me a Fletcher.
A dog approaches Doug. He reacts as the dog arrives at his crotch.
Scruffy and wet. Why are you licking so rapidly? I love my fiance.
How's that feel?
Jimmy removes the blindfold. Doug spots Nadia beside him, then looks down at Fletcher.
Oh, God.
The dog clamps down. Everyone ducks. Fitz holds a pistol.
What the fuck, Plunkett?
Oh, shit.
I didn't shoot him.
That dog is dead.
Shut up.
Pull it off him.
It's dog. I just tried to scare him off.
Shit. Fucking dog got locked up.
Must have had a heart attack.
Dead dog on my dick.
I gotta get to the hospital.
In a van.
Look, hospital's right around the corner, okay? You got a whole door? Hurry up, Lou.
Every time it moves, it hurts.
What's that for? Somebody give me that for.
Just breathe,
Dougie. That just burned. Light.
They almost hit a police car.
What the fuck was that?
Is that a cop?
No, it's just a cab.
We got open bottles in here.
I can't go back to jail. I'm tired of fucking dudes.
You was the rapist? Finish your bottle.
Everybody, shut up. Look, put the bottles down. Put the drugs away. You hear me?
This is Marcy's father's van.
I'm only 15.
Okay. Lou, you gotta pull the fucking car over. Pull the fucking car over.
Oh God, Marsh is gonna kill me.
Do this, man. Marsh, this ain't gonna be long.
Get
out of
the car.
They got kidnapped this white girl.
Take it.
I don't want this motherfucker, man. Take it back.
Shut up, man. I'm doing too much. Shut up.
The guy's pass fits his gun around the crowded van, then conceal it within a girl's cleavage. The officer slowly approaches.
Everybody look normal, okay?
The officer arrives at the driver's side window. Everyone stares straight ahead as he shines his flashlight over them.
You guys been drinking tonight?
No.
No, sir.
No.
Not even a little bit.
Doug cringes in pain.
You all right, sir? Is that a dog?
Yeah.
Why is his mouth on your genitals?
The officer cocks his brow, and Lou puts the van in reverse. He backs into the squad car. The old man speeds off. Lou turns onto a sidewalk and plows through parking meters. He swerves around traffic.
Let's go, Glory!
Lou drives straight at two oncoming big rig trucks. He turns just in time. The cop follows them onto a bridge under construction.
Holy shit, there's a gap in the bridge!
Construction workers wave at them. The workers jump out of the way as Lou ramps off a pile of stones. The van soars past the full moon, landing safely on the other side. The officer halts. Doug stares ahead in shock as the others cheer. In the morning, Doug awakes on a hospital bed to find Nadia gazing at him.
Nadia? Hey. You waited all night for me?
She smiles.
You know, last night, that was the greatest night of my entire life. I don't think I've ever felt a connection to anybody like that before. I know you can't understand any of this.
Tonto! How's it hanging?
I'm kind of numb. What did they do?
Oh, they put some stitches in your penis head. Doctor said you'd be okay, though. Come on, kiss it goodbye.
I gotta go. It was really great getting to know you.
Nadia gazes into Doug's eyes as she takes off his suit jacket. She leans close and kisses him on the lips.
It was great getting to know you, too.
Wait, you speak English?
Thanks for having me out again, Jimmy. Doug here is a real keeper. Call me sometime. Maybe we can catch a Dodger game.
Doug smiles as she walks off. Jimmy grins at him.
Dodger game's code word for fucking.
In the waiting room, the groomsmen lie passed out.
Fellas!
Where's Lou?
Lou had to go away for a while. He said it was worth it, though.
Burn this.
Now, Jimmy drives Doug's car. Doug leans back with a smile.
Woo! I haven't felt this good, this happy since ever.
Did you take one of those pills the punk was handing out?
The ones that look like Altoids?
Yes, did you take one?
Yeah, I took one.
What did I tell you?
You said don't take anything that looks like drugs.
So then why'd you take it?
Because it looked like an Altoid.
Well, it wasn't an Altoid, duh.
No, I realized that soon
I
after.
I said stay your ass away from punk. Didn't I tell you that?
Nah, I know none of this is real, but it's good to be one of the guys. It really is.
Jimmy looks over at him, then hesitates to speak.
Come on, let's go get you cleaned up, man.
They arrive outside Gretchen's parents' house.
So, let's just go and knock this thing out, man. Make you look great, rock your wedding, send you off to Tahiti so you can blow Gretchen's back out, knock her back loose.
And then we ship Father Bick off to his untimely death.
Doug steps out, and Jimmy remains behind the wheel.
Hey, you know, I was thinking about what you asked me the other day about Gretchen. Mm-hmm. And well, on our third date, She said something about wanting to start a family, how she was ready to have kids. And I don't know, ever since I lost my family, I've always wanted to make one of my own.
Jimmy smiles and nods.
Hey, do me a favor. Be very gentle with my car. I've seen your car, and I don't...
Man, anybody gonna mess with this shit?
Okay.
Why don't you go put some ice on your dick?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Doug walks off.
Hello?
I got a problem. I can't be there on Saturday.
What are you talking about, Gar?
Marcy's dad found a butt plug in the glove compartment.
She knows I'm working with you again.
I had a promise I'd fix the kitchen cabinets just to get her to calm down.
No, you're gonna be there. You hear me? I'll call Marcy myself. Is that what you want me to do? I'll tell her about Kokomo. I have no problem talking about Kokomo.
Look, Jimmy.
No, don't look Jimmy. I'm not playing a look Jimmy game.
No, we all made a pact.
We all made... Kitchen cabinet be down by explaining.
Just tell Marcy that you're doing kitchen cabinets on Sunday.
Jimmy, go die in a fire. I hate you.
Well,
Jimmy notices Gretchen's sister.
Roger, Delta Niner. And may God bless whoever else is on this.
Hey.
Who is Jimmy?
Jimmy is actually a tag. Tag name, military code.
Military code. So I suppose I shouldn't pry into the meaning of kitchen cabinets then either.
For your safety, no. I would kind of leave it alone.
All right, I'll see you at the rehearsal dinner.
See you then.
Father.
Okay. Oh, God.
In an office, Gretchen and Doug meet with a curly-haired man.
6 violins, 2 violas, 2 cellos, 1 contrabass, 1 electric bass, 2 guitars, 1 drum set. And I'll be singing. And your first dance will be to what song?
To our song, You Are So Beautiful.
Doug scowls at his fiance.
That's by Joe Cocker.
Thanks.
What?
That's not our song. That's not our song.
Honey, of course it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Babe, don't you remember your broken CD player repeated it over and over and over the first time we made love?
Oh.
That wasn't me. That was your ex, Steve. And I know that because you've told me this story about 5 times. So...
Oh. Well, you know, honey, it's still such a beautiful song. I mean, when you really listen to the words, honey, it's my favorite. Please.
Gretchen makes a pouty face at Doug.
Sure.
Yay.
I'm gonna need a deposit.
Gentlemen, in these wallets, you have a license, credit card, and $300 cash.
These bags here contain your suits for the rehearsal dinner, as well as the wedding. You guys get some rest. We leave for the high school at 0800.
What are we doing at the high school?
Now, on a muddy football field.
Hey, Dad.
Don't ever call.
So, we were thinking maybe the field's a little too muddy today.
You sound like my daughter. It doesn't get any better than this, boys. Come on, pussies.
Okay.
All right.
No,
sounds good. We're playing these old
guys. Listen, let's just keep it fun, fellas. All right? Go out here, amuse these old geezers. Ain't no need to rub it in their faces. We don't want to see any coronaries.
You boys look a little soft.
That dude look familiar, these guys.
Sure you can handle going both ways?
I heard Doug enjoys that.
Wait, what?
Ed snaps the ball. One older man knocks Doug down with a punch, and the others attack the groomsmen.
Touchdown! 7-0.
What? I thought this was stuck to football.
You can't play football without blocking, bitch.
That old motherfucking bastard.
They just caught us off guard.
Can we discuss the rules again?
A man shoves Jimmy down.
It's Webster.
Those guys are fast and crazy, man. This is Sean John, bitch.
Back on your side, loser.
The teams line up.
You got a really nice arm, sir.
Blow me, kid.
Jimmy hands the ball off to Doug, and the old men knock them all down.
Go ahead, ball!
Take that, Jim!
You're so mean!
What the fuck? I'm in a wheelchair!
Hey, fat ass, we're gonna do your sister.
I don't have a sister.
In the ass!
Blue dog left, Omaha!
The older quarterback hands off the ball, then trips Doug. They score again.
Such a fucking embarrassment.
Oh, God, 72 just bit me.
The groomsmen squirm on the ground, covered in mud.
Look at us.
Where'd you go to defense school? Once you can land?
The older men make vulgar taunts. Jimmy glares.
Fuck this, fellas. Shit just got real. Get up, guys. We're about to get these old bitches a nice little serving of youth.
All right,
let's go.
Jimmy tosses the ball to Bronstein, who runs it in for a touchdown.
Oh, bitch!
Jimmy kicks an older man. The burly groomsman tackles the elderly quarterback. Otis flips a man over Fitz's wheelchair. Kip knocks down two opponents at once.
Top one!
Doug laterals the ball to Jimmy as an old man slams into him. Jimmy scores. Throughout the field, the groomsmen beat on their elderly opponents. Both teams pile onto the ball. Jimmy recovers it.
Okay, listen, y'all. I'd be the first to say that we underestimated these old son of a bitches.
Yeah, you're damn good.
Listen, right now we are back in the game. The next touchdown wins, guys.
Right.
Now, Doug, I gotta be honest with you, man. You played a pretty shitty game.
Really bad.
And the last thing I wanna do is put the ball in your hands. But I do know this. I know that you're faster than Big Ed. I know that I can throw you the ball. But what I need to know is if you're gonna catch the goddamn ball. Please don't throw me the ball.
Get off of me. Get off of me.
Thank you. Listen, I will throw it to you, and you're going to catch it, okay? Get some fucking balls right now. Be a man.
This isn't a game anymore.
Your father-in-law has no respect.
Show him you a man.
Be a goddamn man. One, two, three. Great!
The groomsmen line up on the ball. Doug stares Ed down, then shares a look with Jimmy. Fitz snaps the ball, and Doug blocks Ed. As Jimmy spins away from an opponent, Doug and a few teammates break free and run down the field. Jimmy scans his teammates, preparing to throw. He brings his arm back and heaves a deep pass. The players stare as the ball spirals through the air. Doug holds his hands upward. Ed runs into him, and the ball bounces off Doug's fingertips. Falling onto his back, Doug fumbles with the ball. He makes the catch. The groomsmen swarm Doug. The elderly quarterback hangs his head. Ed rolls in the mud, clutching his knee in pain. Doug leans over him.
How'd you like them apples? Hey, yeah, you can't spell Ed without bitch!
Oh, easy there. That's gonna be your dad.
Fitz tries to roll his wheelchair through the mud. Doug and Jimmy embrace. The other groomsmen cheer and high five. Now in an upscale hotel lobby.
I told you guys to be careful. I knew someone would get hurt. Look at this.
Well, to be fair, we were just having fun until your dad and his friends decided to make it an MMA blood sport.
Don't pin the shit on me.
Hey, now.
Hey! Oh, my God.
Who the hell are those guys?
What are you talking about? Those are my friends. That's Principal Mitchell Rambis from Utah. In the wheelchair, that's Plunkett. And that's a brilliant philosopher, Ira Drysdale.
No. That's the strangest looking group of guys I've ever seen in my life.
What do you mean? These are my boys.
What's up, man?
Hi, DJ.
Hey, Doug. My, this has been a long time coming, hasn't it? Palmer's, it's an honor.
Mrs. Palmer.
I see where Gretchen gets her good looks.
Thank you.
Gretchen.
Yes.
Oh. Vince kisses her hand.
It's a pleasure finally meeting the love of Doug's life.
Thank you.
Hey, Grandma, what the?
Oh, wait, Big, hey. I meant to tell you. Grandma made a full recovery. She's doing really well. Pretty. Don't she look good, guys?
That's something else to look at. Yeah. Man. It's very pretty.
Now, as the couple gets photos taken, Doug strikes a pose at his groomsman.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
What are you feeding him?
Oh, what are you talking about?
He does it again.
That. He wasn't like that until you showed up.
That's the Doug that I know.
Never seen that Doug before.
Hi, everyone. Hi. I'm Holly Monk. I'm the head bridesmaid.
$20 says they wrote a song.
$40 says it's the Carpenters.
You're on.
You're on.
If you will.
You're on.
You're on first.
Moron.
You're on from God.
You're never gonna believe this, Gretch, but we wrote you a little ditty.
Yes. And if everyone wants to look under your seats, you're gonna find a lyric so that everybody can sing along. And we're singing to the tune of Lean On Me.
Pay up, Father.
I don't have any cash, I only have credit. Do you take credit cards?
No, I only take cash.
Oh, excuse me, Miss Maid of Honor.
What?
Are you gonna chat all night? Are you gonna come up here and sing with us?
No,
oh, you think
I'm
you're too good?
No, this is your guys' thing. Really
oh, what, you think you're too pretty?
God always wins. That's why you're going
got
up there.
Miss Maid of Honor.
God is a winner.
Go, bitch.
I'm coming.
Gretchen's sister joins the bridesmaids.
It's that time in your life. Bum, bum. When you wear something blue. Bum,
bum. Jimmy Mouth sings to Gretchen's sister, and she shoots him a look.
Gretchen was dumped by handsome Steve. We'll just hit up the 7-Up and make some.
How long did we rent the place for?
Sing it!
Do you remember? Baton twirling.
That's the end of the song.
Oh, thank God.
Now the groomsmen line up at the front of the room.
Since none of us are songwriters, we decided to put together a little slideshow to toast our buddy. He was stealing ladies' hearts since long before we knew him.
A photo of a boy in ballet class.
His friendship came with an instant half-point boost to all our GPAs.
Never could crack 2.5, Dickerson.
Got me there, buddy.
He also taught us things that you can't learn in a classroom, whether it was bowling at regionals.
Running the Santa Monica Marathon. It's a close call with the Kenyan.
Navigating the rapids of Colorado.
Scuba diving the Great Barrier Reef. Climbing the glaciers of Patagonia. Ooh.
Jumping out of a plane at 10,000 feet.
Fitz tucks the microphone under his chin and awkwardly rolls forward.
Have your mic, guys. You got it?
Yeah. After I was hit by a drunk driver who was found innocent,
a photo of Lou.
It was Doug who helped me pay for my law school tuition.
So no, sweet.
It was you. It was you. It's like I get up and like, oh.
That's okay.
The only thing that gets hard is my nipples.
Oh, dear.
Let's get him out of here. Buddy, keep it together, buddy.
I wanted to quit grad school until Doug told me the story of Plunkett, which inspired me to stay.
Inspired us all.
When he wasn't hitting those books, old Dougtown was teaching us all how to have fun.
Yeah, he was.
Dougman.
I think we saved the best for last. This last shot is actually my favorite. This was a historic guide trip with my closest friend. As you can see in this picture, in all the other pictures, Doug is smiling. But I think we can all agree that in this shot, that smile got a whole lot brighter.
A photo with Gretchen.
Love you, buddy.
Gazing fondly upon his groomsmen, Doug's smile fades. Now at home, Gretchen talks on the phone.
I was a bit surprised when I met your groomsmen. I mean, actually, terrified, like, wah, what is that? But gotta say, they're really good guys. I mean...
She puts a bar of Mitchum deodorant beside a pack of Bic razors.
Honey? You there?
Gretchen stares at the brand names of the bathroom items.
I'm definitely gonna have Allison be my maid of honor. I mean, no one can fight over that. But babe, what about you? Who's gonna be your best man?
Oh! Mitchum. Bick Mitchum.
Who?
You know Bick. Bick Mitchum. Buddy of mine from Stanford.
No, I don't. I've never heard of Bick Mitchum.
Didn't you meet Bick at the...
I met Bick.
Well, you know what, maybe on second thought, you didn't meet Bick. Because,
Because why?
He's overseas. In the military.
Oh, you know what? Now that you mention it, I think you have said something about him. Isn't he a priest or something?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I knew it.
He's a priest overseas in the military.
She drops her phone.
But our wedding is in 10 days.
The Bick's still in El Salvador. Bick is flying tomorrow morning.
April, I was in the Middle East. Muffin juice.
Bring up the lunch right here.
No!
I am dying to finally meet this guy. I'm dying to finally meet all your friends. Who the hell are those guys?
Those are my friends.
I asked the amazing girls my information.
This is the strangest group of guys I've ever seen in my life.
Your friends are going to be there. My friends are all going to be there.
Images of pro athletes flash beside a list of his groomsmen's names.
Sweetie? Hey.
Huh?
Gretchen picks up her phone.
Gretchen, you there?
Doug, don't you think it's a bit strange that you use Bic razors and Mitchum deodorant and your best man's name is Bic Mitchum?
Doug's jaw drops.
Well, if your best friend was named Jemima Colgate, I bet you wouldn't use Log Cabin syrup or Aquafresh toothpaste, would you? It's called loyalty. Hey, sweetie, listen, you're just overstressed. Why don't you get some sleep? I'll see you tomorrow for a big day, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye, sweetie.
She lowers the phone and shakes her head dismissively.
I saw the light on the night that I passed by her window.
Now, guests arrive at the church. In the sanctuary, Bronstein plays piano for the groomsmen. They all swig from beers and liquor bottles.
She was my woman. As she'd have seen me, I watched and went out of my mind.
At Doug's apartment.
And I said, it's called loyalty.
I didn't teach you that. No, no, that can't be taught. You're born with that. You look good, man.
Thank you. I wish I could say the same for you. So, you know, as I'm getting dressed, I'm thinking to myself how insane what we're doing is.
You just started thinking that.
I mean, she's going to be my wife. Shouldn't I be able to tell her the truth?
Well, I mean, the key to relationships is being honest, you know? Up to a point. It's all about making her happy, Doug. All right? Come on. Let's go get you married.
He straightens Doug's bow tie.
You look good, man.
Staring at himself in a mirror, the groom takes a deep breath. He follows Jimmy. Back at the church.
My delighter.
Hey, fellas. Gather around.
Hey, stop.
This is one of the few times that you're actually going to hear me be honest. 9 days ago, I didn't think a golden tux was possible.
Right.
But in less than an hour, we're going to have 200 unsuspecting guests filling those pews to celebrate some holy matrimony, which means that from this moment on, we are flawless, gentlemen. Flawless. Have each other's backs out there.
Support each other.
Remember your HW2s, your boomerangs, and your party trick distractions. Yep. Drysdale, set it off.
What time is it?
It's game time.
I said, what time is it?
It's game time.
Guys, guys, come down here.
Perfect timing. I was just telling Papa Bear here that we did have a little bit of a scandal with Father O'Brien. He would not be able to officiate the wedding. But it's okay, rest assured, I have everything under control because Father Magnolte here, he has agreed to a step as a replacement of the shoes of Father O'Brien.
Hello, Doug.
Hi, great to meet you.
Father Magnolte is a wonderful priest.
I'm just happy that the big day is finally here, to be honest with you. I would love for you to meet all my friends. This is my best man, Vic.
Jimmy gestures at Doug and slips away.
Bic must have gone a different way. Would you guys mind going to look for Bic? I'd love for him to be caught up on all this.
Yeah, we'll go.
What is going on?
What is Father McNulty doing here?
How do you know Father McNulty?
Because he was my principal at Benjamin Rush. I spent half my day in middle school years in his principal office.
Please tell me that you're kidding me. This cannot be happening right now. I need you to fix this.
Tell me what you want me to do. If I go out there, he knows I'm not Bic Mitchum.
Wait. I think I have an idea.
Now, in the priest's chambers, Kip and Reggie enter wearing ski masks.
Father McNulty?
Yes?
Go.
Carrying the priest, they sneak past Gretchen, posing with her family and bridesmaids.
Oh, shit!
$200,000 out the door. I demand perfection.
Yes, Mr. Parmer, I assure you.
Listen, Menudo, first you tell me my family priest is a goddamn pervert. Now you tell me Father McNulty has disappeared.
Mr. Parmer, I take care of this.
You better, or I will fuck you up.
Ed storms away from the wedding planner. In the sanctuary, Ed walks his daughter down the aisle. At the altar, the groomsmen stand in a line opposite the bridesmaids. Guests fill the pews on Gretchen's side, while Doug's side lies partially vacant. Ed awkwardly kisses his daughter on the cheek, then shrugs and heads to a seat. Doug steps down to join Gretchen. Jimmy walks out wearing a white priest's robe. Arms outstretched, he motions for the guests to sit.
Shall we do this?
Do you, Gretchen Palmer, take Douglas Ephraim Ben-Lazer Menahem Harris to be your lawfully wedded husband, to have and to hold through sickness and health, till death do you part?
I do.
Do you, Douglas Ephraim Ben Lazer Menachem Harris, take Gretchen Palmer to be your lawfully wedded wife, to have and to hold through sickness and health, till death do you part?
I do.
Jimmy crosses himself with a flourish.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may now kiss the bride. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Mr. and Mrs. Harris.
You were about to blow that back out.
Don't do this.
What?
Nothing.
At the reception, the groomsmen mingle with guests.
I'm a lounge singer myself up there in Canada. Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you sing?
That's when I knew I was born to work on feet.
You're a podiatrist? I'm a podiatrist.
With his head tilted back, Garvey floats a pea above his mouth.
Big deal. Where'd you go to school? You don't remember?
Harvard.
I went to Harvard.
I'm really inspired by, like, black American soul singers.
Nice.
Like Tom Jones.
You went to Harvard Podiatry School?
Yeah.
What years?
20.
20?
Kip yanks open his shirt and flexes his chest.
Oh, wow. You're a gal, huh? Isn't Tom Jones white?
Yeah, isn't he from Wales?
Bronstein dislocates his shoulder.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
I'm
God.
Fine.
I'm fine.
Oh,
my God.
Well, you want to see? Boom.
Yeah.
Three balls. Count them.
Reggie eats a meat kebab.
I thought you said you was a vegan.
He does a silly dance.
Okay, that's cool. I do too.
Stop. That's mine.
I'm proud of you, Doug. I really am.
Well, thank you, sir. I gotta say I learned from the master.
Hey, well, don't celebrate yet. We still got more work to do. All right, I'm gonna wait for you outside.
He leaves the bathroom.
Ugh, can you believe the zipper already broke?
Miss Harris, can I talk to you for a second?
Just, I'll get the...
Listen, I may be partial here, but I just want to say that you have put on the perfect wedding, really.
Perfect wedding? Huh. The zipper on my $8,000 dress is broken. The groomsmen are accosting my bridesmaids. My grandmother's burned from head to toe. My dad's knee is shredded. And don't even get me started on the salad dressing.
But at least you have Doug. True love conquers all.
True love? Oh, please, I'm just sick of dating assholes. Doug is a good guy. He's good family material. What can I say? I'm a girl that's used to a certain kind of lifestyle, and Doug can give me that kind of lifestyle. So, I gotta go.
Gretchen enters the bathroom, and Doug emerges from the men's room.
Bud, you waiting on me?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Let's get back out there, huh?
Yeah.
Time for the first dance?
Yes, it is.
Gretchen and Doug share their first dance.
You are so beautiful.
She smiles at a photographer. Doug forces a grin.
To me, you are so beautiful.
Throwing her head back, Gretchen lip syncs.
To me.
For the rest of the wedding party, please join the happy couple.
The groomsmen match up with bridesmaids.
You're everything I hope for.
A bridesmaid struggles within Fitz's tight grasp. Jimmy dances with Allison.
So who are you, really?
I'm not sure I know what you mean by that.
There's been some questionable behavior over the last couple of days. Like you setting my grandmother on fire.
Oh.
The secret military codes, kitchen cabinets.
What you have to understand is that the Lord works in mysterious ways. And he thinketh...
I don't know about the Lord. You work in mysterious ways.
Gretchen's sister smiles at Jimmy.
Thanks for the dance.
No problem. Thank you.
Doug grabs Jimmy's arm.
I gotta talk. We gotta talk.
He takes him aside.
It is only a paper mug.
What's the problem? What's going on?
I think I made a terrible mistake. Gretchen doesn't love me. She never has.
Stop. Of course she loves you. Why would you even say that?
I overheard the two of you talking, okay?
Jimmy glances off.
Okay, listen, maybe she's confused or she has the jitters. That's perfectly normal for a woman at this stage, Doug. You gotta understand that.
It doesn't matter. I don't love her either. I love the idea that a girl who looks that hot could like me. I couldn't believe it.
But she's not the one, Jimmy. She's not even the two or the three for that matter.
Doug, 9 days ago, you came to me and you asked me to pull off a miracle. Now, right now, we're 30 minutes away from pulling off Golden Tux. You can't.
I know, but then what? Then I go back to living what turns out was a pretty lonely life. I don't want that life anymore. I don't want to be that guy.
Doug, you gotta calm down.
Everything's gonna be all right. I don't want it to be all right. I want it to be great. I want my real life to be as fun as the one I paid for.
No shit, Doug. You don't think I want that? Huh? You don't think I want to be a Delta Airline pilot or the CFO of Lubriderm or whatever the hell else I'd have made up instead of being some guy that works out of a renovated fucking closet? You don't think I want to ask Allison to come out and have a burrito with me? Me? With Jimmy Callahan or we'll say, hey, Doug, come on, let's grab a beer next week. Maybe we can catch a game. I want to do all of that shit, but I can't. Because I can't go out there and tell the truth. Because you need Bic. Don't nobody need Jimmy, man. Okay, not a single soul needs Jimmy. That's reality, Doug. I'm gonna go out here and I'm gonna make my toast. And me and you, we are done here. We're done. I suggest you get your head back in the game. It's showtime.
Jimmy walks away. Doug shifts his troubled gaze.
If you believed in me.
Good evening. My name is Bic Mitchum, and I just want to say that it's an honor to be here. You know, I've delivered many sermons, but never a best man speech, so please bear with me. Doug and I have been through a lot together, happy times and sad. When I was accepted in priesthood, Doug was there waiting for me with a huge hug and a Bible that was signed by Cardinal Enders. And when his parents, Merle and Irene, passed, God rest their souls, I cried as if they were my own. You know, my grandmother once told me that the true measure of friendship isn't how you feel about someone else. It's about how they make you feel about yourself. And I can honestly say that I've never had a friend to make me feel the way that you have, Doug.
Doug gazes off thoughtfully. The guests all hold their attention on Jimmy. The groom stares at his best man. Allison watches intently. Jimmy looks off and shakes his head.
I'm sorry. When Doug called me and told me that he wanted to propose, I was nervous. I was probably just as nervous as he was. And I remember asking him, are you sure she's the one?
Tearing up, Jimmy shifts his gaze. The best man exhales and shakes his head.
He told me he,
Stop!
What
are
you doing?
Just, stop.
I don't know.
Done.
Doug approaches Jimmy.
What are you doing, Doug? Are you sure that you want to go through this?
Thanks, Jimmy. I got it from here. Hi.
I've got something to say. None of this is real.
Uh-oh.
What?
See, although the flowers are beautiful and the salad dressing is great, we're not married, Gretchen and I. We can't be because my friend Bic is not a priest.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Yeah, in fact, he's not even in the army. His real name is Jimmy, and I hired him to be my best man because I had no other options. Same with all my groomsmen. I actually don't even know their real last names. Good to meet you guys. So, please stay and enjoy the cake.
Doug turns to Jimmy.
What do we do now?
We need to get the fuck out of here.
Great start.
Gretchen blocks Doug.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Look, Gretchen, are we kidding? You didn't grow up dreaming of a guy like me.
Your knight is out there somewhere. Go find him.
I'm gonna tear your head off. You goddamn motherfucking pathetic
okay,
piece
señor,
of shit.
Señor,
get out of
chingada.
My way, you fairy.
Fairy!
Eddie takes down Ed.
Váyanse toda chingada. Tú también, pinche vieja arrugada.
Love you, Dougie.
Motherfuckers! I swear to God!
The groomsmen bolt. Fitz leaps from his wheelchair and grabs a bridesmaid's butt.
Ah, the fuck? I will cut you!
Good game, kid. That was a hell of a catch.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, no ass touching off the field, Joe.
I knew you were full of shit from the moment I met you.
I know this is gonna sound crazy, but if you're having a mood, I know a place that has great burritos.
You just ruined my sister's wedding and you're asking me out on a date?
Yes, I am. Can I call you?
Yeah, you better.
I will.
Oh. Allison watches Jimmy hurry after Doug, then suppresses her smile. In the hotel lobby.
We were this close, Doug.
Yeah, well, maybe next time.
Yeah.
Oh, here.
Doug hands Jimmy a check.
You saved me, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, you saved me too.
By the way, did you mean what you said back there? Am I really your friend?
Yeah, of course I meant it.
Does that mean you don't want my money?
Fuck yeah, I want this money. I earned this money, man.
Damn it. So what the hell do we do now?
You still got those two first-class tickets from your honeymoon?
Yeah, why?
Got an idea.
On a plane.
This is gonna be the best honeymoon ever!
Have a honeymoon best to be going to is this!
Cheers, my friend.
To your first guy trip.
I'll drink to that.
Everyone, please! I need you to take your seats. Please fasten your seatbelt.
Can I unfasten my pants, pals?
Fitz kisses the flight attendant. Nadia sits on Doug.
Oh, hello.
yes,
Miss Shulman.
Hello.
Okay.
Nadia takes a shot, then pulls a lime wedge from his mouth with her teeth. She looks down.
Oh, hi there. You like that, don't you?
Is that a dog? You can't have a dog on a plane.
This dude's a service dog.
That's a service dog.
It's a service dog.
Let me show you the type of service they can do. Somebody send out the peanut butter.
No, no peanut butter.
You put the weed in the coconut and light that shit up.
Stop it, Doug.
I got a bad feeling about this flight.
Grab your shotgun.
Remaining opening titles. Casting by Valerie Masalas, CSA, and Ron Digman, CSA. Co-producer Valerie Bleth Sharp. Costume designer Genevieve Terrell. Music by Christopher Leonards. Editors Jeff Groth, Shelley Westerman, Byron Wong. Production designer Chris Cornwell. Director of photography Bradford Lipson. Executive producers Lanny Devine, Jeremy Garlick, Jay Lavender, Glenn S. Gaynor, Ben Weisbrand. Produced by Adam Fields, PGA. Produced by Will Packer, PGA. Written by Jeremy Garlick and Jay Lavender. Directed by Jeremy Garlick. Credits roll. Cast. Kevin Hart as Jimmy Callahan, Vic. Josh Gad as Doug Harris. Affion Crockett as Reggie, Drysdale. Kaylee Cuoco Sweeting as Gretchen Palmer. Jorge Garcia as Lurch, Garby. Dan Gill as Bronstein, Dickerson. Corey Holcomb as Otis, Alzado. Ken Howard as Ed Palmer. Colin Kane as Fitzgibbons, Plunkett. Cloris Leachman as Grandma Palmer. Jennifer Lewis as Doris Jenkins. Alan Richson as Kip, Carew. Mimi Rogers as Lois Palmer. Aaron Takahashi as Endo, Rambus. Olivia Thirlby as Allison Palmer. Whitney Cummings as Holly Monk. Ignacio Ciriccio as Edmundo, Dirty Eddie Sanchez. Nicole Whalen as Nadia. Patrick Carlisle as Andrew. Glazelle Green as Attractive Traveler. Tristan Mays as Cute Bridesmaid. Robert Towers as Lou. Neil Israel as Rabbi Steinsaltz. Justine Azarek as Stuart's wife Pam. Tyler Michael Brown as Batting Cage Kid. Peter Gilroy as PJ the Waiter. Josh Peck as Bad Best Man. Hal Jeffren as Band Leader. Rawson Thurber as Cop. Amy Okuda as Lurch's wife Marcy. Jeff Ross as Hal Lane. Joe Namath, John Riggins, Ed Too Tall Jones as Football Legends. David Burr as Father McNulty. Anthony L. Fernandez as Angel. Lisa Donovan as Flight Attendant. Jessica Grace Namath, Olivia Rose Namath, Tracy Graves as Party Trick Girls. Steve Green as Groom Chris. Steve Tirada as Male Flight Attendant. Ashley Jones as Babs Fremont. Lindsay Pierce as Alexandra Plylo. Jackie Wade as Party Girl. Nikki Lay as 15-year-old girl. Stunt coordinators, Eddie Yancic, Jonathan Arthur. Football coordinator, Mark Ellis. Stunts, Matt Allman, Mickey Giacomazzi, Heath Hensley, Adam Jacobs, Danny Epper, Jody Hart, Lisa Hoyle, Pat O'Hara, Samuel J. Paul, Christopher Rhodes, Jimmy Roberts. Unit production manager, Glenn S. Gaynor. First Assistant Director Mark Anthony Little. Songs: I Got a Feeling, These Arms of Mine, The Big Bang, It's Only a Paper Moon, Marry You, Hatikva, D's Tits, I'll Make Love to You, Nocturne No. 2 in E-flat Major, My Heart Will Go On, Fall Back Down, Sonata for Piano No. 8, Pathetique Adagio Cantabile, Coconut, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Just Tango, Willie and the Hand Jive, Teach Me How to Dougie, New Age Hal, Sing 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 with a Swing, Can You Do This? Can You Do This? The Moon Bounce Remix, Party and Bullshit, Wedding Conversation, Manhattan, Bawa Daba, You're the Best, The Final Game, Lean on Me, Delilah, Big John's Special, You Are So Beautiful, Bang the Drum All Day, Copyright 2015, Screen Gems Incorporated and LSC Film Corporation, All Rights Reserved. Screen Gems Incorporated is the author of this film, motion picture, for the purposes of copyright and other laws. This is a work of fiction. The characters, incidents, and locations portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to or identification with the location, name, character, or history of any person, product, or entity is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Sony Pictures Entertainment, SPE, and its wholly owned film divisions did not receive any payment or other consideration for the depiction of tobacco products in this film. American Humane Association monitored some of the animal action. No animals were harmed in those scenes. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and/or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Sony Pictures Entertainment. Read by Christopher Flowers. For more information about motion picture access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put your weight into it.
Oh, hit me in my back.
I trust you. You're not going to do it.
Don't trust me.